正如这首诗歌所说的
Lord, just as this song says,
我们愿意完全谦卑来到你面前
We are willing to come before you humbly,
完全的顺服你
Submit to you completely,
经常把我们带到人的尽头好叫你成了我们生命复兴的起头
Bring us to the end so that we may revive in you.
奉主耶稣基督的名
In the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我的声音不要够不够大，后面可以听得到。
Can you hear me in the back?
用小史姊妹做标准，可以听得到。
Can you hear me?
我们在读两处的圣经，我们在旧约里头，最后我们会提到这个在讲义里头也没有，旧约里头哈巴谷书。
We'll read some more passages in the Old Testament, the book of Habakkuk.
那么就在旧约在马鸿书的前面
Before the book of Nahum
那么这个、哦、我们要读、两第一处我们要读第三章
Habakkuk、chapter 3
我们读第一节第二节
We'll read verse 1 and 2
上面读以前我们知道一件事哈巴谷书的特点说到一件事一人必因信得生
The characteristics of the book Habakkuk mentioned one thing The righteous shall live by faith
那么在 第三章第一节里头就告诉我们第一节讲到先知哈巴谷的祷告要用琉璃歌、哦
And at chapter 3, in the beginning, it says, the prayer of Habakkuk the prophet on Shigonoth.
那么第二节，哈巴谷向神的祷告，耶和华，我听见你的名声，就惧怕。
Habakkuk prayed, Lord, I have heard of your fame.
耶和华，我在这些年间，求你在这些年间复兴你的作为，在这些年间显明你的显明出来。
I stand in awe of your deeds, O Lord, renew them in our day, in our time, make them known.
在发怒的时候以怜悯为念
In wrath remember mercy
那么我们读到这第三章的后面那边是一首诗歌我想我们很喜欢我们也许会读东西 也许会背
And in the end it's a song we may like it we may be able to memorize it
这是哈巴谷书的结论
It is the conclusion of the book of Habakkuk
他讲到虽然无花果树不发旺葡萄树不结果橄榄树不效力
Though the fig tree does not bud, and there are no grapes on the vine, though the olive crop fails.
田地不出粮食，圈中绝了羊，棚内也没有牛。
And the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen, and no cattle in the stalls.
然而我要因耶和华欢心，因救我的神喜乐。
Yet I will rejoice in the Lord, I will be joyful in God my Savior.
感谢神。这是神的救恩。
Praise the Lord, this is the salvation of the Lord.
那我们今天就交通道回到罗马书第一章。
And we'll go back to Romans chapter 1.
在我们交通今天的主题，今天的主题是讲到一件事。
The theme of this message is one thing.
我们讲到义，讲到神的义。
The righteousness of God.
没有人讲到我们是因信称义。
We're justified by faith.
没有，最后会说到义人必因信得生
and then the righteous shall live by faith.
那么在开始我们就稍微提到一点罗马书的背景
and we'll mention the background of the book of Romans.
我们知道罗马书的作者是谁
we know who is the author of the book.
保罗对不对
it is Apostle Paul.
那保罗的名字是什么
what does the name Paul mean?
他每个名字背后有他的意思那个名字是什么
the meaning of Paul's name.
保罗原来的名字他不知道保罗 他叫什么名字扫罗我用什么记得很清楚
Paul used to call Saul
扫罗意思是什么呢
What does Saul mean?
在英文的里头也许用 ASK ask 寻求
Saul means ask
寻求什么
What does he ask?
保罗要寻求义
Paul used to ask for righteousness.
他用 全身的努力要寻求这个义，得着神的义。
He spent all his effort trying to seek, ask for righteousness.
这个义是圣经所说的律法的义。
And that righteousness is the righteousness of law.
靠自己的力量。
By his own strength.
但很可惜，他没有得到这个义。
Pitifully, he could not obtain it.
因为他没有相信耶稣基督，另外他是逼迫神的儿女。
He did not believe in Jesus, even he persecuted the children of God.
有一天，当他要去逼迫基督徒的时候
，One day as he was going to persecute the Christians,
这位耶稣向他显现。
This Jesus revealed to him.
他从骑马，然后掉在地上。
He was on a horse and he fell down to the ground.
他说了一句话。
He said one thing.
主啊，你是谁
？Lord, who are you?
耶稣回答说。我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。
Jesus said, I am the Jesus whom you persecute.
保罗从这里他就认罪悔改，接受耶稣基督成为他个人的救主。
And that's where Paul repented and accepted Jesus as his personal savior.
这位耶稣就呼召他出来传福音给外邦人。
And this Jesus called him out to preach gospel to the Gentiles.
保罗的名字是什么
？And what does the name Paul mean？
有一个人的名字，英文的名字叫做叫做 Paul Little。
We know there is a brother. His name is Paul Little.
Little 就是保罗的名字的意思。
And Little is the name of the meaning of Paul.
当保罗寻求神的义的时候
，When Paul asks for the righteousness of God，
他如果骄傲，他就得不到。
If his pride, he could not obtain that righteousness.
当他谦卑完全伏在神面前的时候，他就得到神的义。
But if he can be humble, bow before the Lord, he can obtain that righteousness.
这是保罗的秘诀。
That is the secret of Paul.
我们今天回到罗马书里头，保罗的见证。
And we come back to Romans, the testimony of Paul.
整本罗马书可以说是一个精华，我们可以有两节圣经节把它表明出来。
The substance of the book of Romans, we can use two verses.
就第十六节、第十七节。
And chapter 1, verse 16 and 17.
第一句话，保罗讲说，我不以福音为耻。
Paul says, I am not ashamed of the gospel.
为什么福音是可耻的呢？
Why sometimes the gospel might be shameful?
知道，这个福音乃是说到耶稣基督。
Because the gospel tells of Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督是挂在木头上。
Jesus Christ hung on the wood.
他被钉在十字架上。
He was crucified on the cross.
两种人有一个反应。
And there are two kinds of responses.
他们都认为就是羞耻的。
They all think it's shameful.
犹太人认为钉十字架的耶稣是他们的绊脚石。
The Jews thought it is their stumbling block.
在世界上当时最有智慧的犹太希腊人希利尼人他们称作是愚昧的
and the most wise Greeks at that time they thought it is foolish
感谢神保罗说是福音是神的大能
but thank God Paul says the gospel is the power of God
耶稣基督不仅死了而从死里复活
Jesus not only died but he rise from the dead
他是我们的救主
he is our savior
他是我们的赞美
He is our praise.
他是我们的荣耀。
He is our glory.
所以保罗讲说，福音是神的大能。
Paul says, gospel is the power of God.
不是说传福音的人有能力有大能。
He did not say those who preach the gospel has power.
乃是说福音本身是神的大能。
He said the gospel itself is the power of God.
今天可能有两种人。
There might be two kinds of person today.
有一种认为自己很谦卑，他是可能是一个软弱的人，不能传福音。
One think he is weak and he could not preach the gospel.
另外一种人觉得，他是很有智慧，他是很有知识，很有能力的人，他觉得他有能力可以传福音。
Others think he is powerful, he is wise, he can preach the gospel.
但保罗说，福音是神的大能。
But Paul says the gospel is the power of God.
依靠人自己的软弱，依靠人自己的刚强，都没有办法把福音传出去。
Whether you depend on your own weakness or your own strength, cannot preach the gospel.
我们感谢主，在2007年的时候，我们看到弟兄姊妹在把人引到神面前来，有许多的见证。
We thank the Lord during the year of 2007. We see many testimonies how brothers and sisters led people to Christ.
我们在福音聚会的时候，有人就把人带到主面前来，可是，在事先觉得这个人不可能信耶稣。
In the gospel meeting, we have some led friends to the meeting, and but beforehand we thought this person cannot believe in Jesus.
那么这位弟兄的话是住在北边的。
And this brother lives in the north.
我们有位弟兄姊妹，他们借着电话，那么去探望弟兄们。
And maybe through the phone or visit, they reach out to this friend.
可能在办公室的里头，把人引到神面前来。
And just in the office, they can lead people to Christ.
有的弟兄姊妹，这姊妹他就愿意做 babysitting， 然后把人引到神面前来。
And some brothers and sisters would like to do babysitting to lead people to Christ.
我们也知道，不只是父母，小孩子跟父母一同合作，把人引到神面前来。
And some parents even cooperate with their children to lead people to Christ.
我们记得，就是有一位教中文的老师，现在已经回到中国去了。
We remember there is a Chinese teacher, she has gone back to China.
另外，我们弟兄一个姊妹，她是卖飞机票的，她有机会把人引到神面前来。
Another sister is a travel agent. Through doing business, she can lead people to Christ.
我也知道有些弟兄他们去吃饭的时候，在餐馆里头遇见人，就把人引到基督面前来。
And we knew some went to restaurant eat and they can lead people to Christ.
我们也知道有些弟兄在特别的恩典，他帮人家修 PC 修电脑，就可以把人引到神面前来。
And some went to repair PCs for friends and they can lead people to Christ.
我们也知道我们当中有些人是教武术的，martial art，他也借着这个机会把人引到神面前来。
And we have martial art instructors and they can lead people to Christ.
另外我们也知道在弟兄姊妹在过去一年的当中，怎么样来长期的探访照顾。 那些有需要的难处的弟兄姊妹们。
And we know some brothers and sisters had endurance. In long period of time, they take care of others, led people to Christ.
我们感谢主，福音是神的大能。
We thank God that the gospel is the power of God.
要拯救一切相信的人。
Save those who believe.
记得我们东南区去年最后一个礼拜五的聚会，有一个弟兄这样分享。
In the Southeast Asia last meeting last year, a brother shared like this.
他信了耶稣，他受浸在主的名下。 是个基督徒,
he has believed and he's baptized in the Lord.
他讲到他的见证，讲到他家里面父母跟儿女的关系的改变。
He testified that the relationship between him and parents has changed.
他有一个 teenager 的女儿。
He has a teenage daughter.
以前的关系不是那么好。
Before their relationship was not very good.
但福音是神的大能改变了这个家庭。
But the gospel, the power of God, changed that family.
这个女儿回来的时候，以前不会问的，现在问说父亲好不好，工作辛苦不辛苦。
And the daughter did something she didn't used to do. She came back, she asked the father, are you okay?
另外这个女儿也主动说愿意帮家里煮一顿饭，让家里面的父母亲能够享受享受。
And are you hard at work? And she also volunteered to cook.
这是福音的大能。
This is the power of God.
在下面我们要提到一点，就讲到义。
First, we'd like to mention a point: righteousness.
义，简单来讲，在我们的里头，这个义有九十二次，在新约的里头有提到九十二次。
In the book of New Testament, the word righteousness has been mentioned 92 times.
那么这个在罗马书里头就提到有36次。
And in Romans alone, 36 times.
讲到义，讲到称义。
Righteousness or justified righteousness.
那你也可以回到在那个所谓的Strong的词典里头，你可以找到它的编号是1343。
If you use Strong Concordance, the number is 1343.
义是什么意思？
What is righteousness?
那么中国人这个字也是蛮特别的，义有分两部分。
In the Chinese character, the word righteousness has two parts.
上面是我们所说的义,
the upper part
就是义, 对不对? 好像就是一只羊,
is a sheep.
那么下面的就是我,
and the bottom part is me.
神的羔羊, 我在神的羔羊底下, 这个叫做义。
I am under the Lamb of God. That is righteousness.
今天我们讲到义, 最简单的义是什么? 义是什么?
What is righteousness?
义就是对。
Righteousness is to be right.
因为它的字根就是英文的 right.
Because the root of the word is to be right.
这个是字主要意思。那相反，如果是不对的话，对的相反词是什么？
And the opposite of being right.
就是不对，对不对？
Is wrong.
不对，在圣经那一头就是所说的你离开神的旨意，这个就是罪。
In the Bible, wrong is to be apart from the will of God, and that is sin.
第一个义是讲到神的对。
Righteousness is God's right.
第二个，这个义有一个特别的意思在里头。
Secondly, it has a special meaning.
这个叫做算为义。
It is to count, to be counted as righteousness.
我们从亚伯拉罕的见证，我们可以看得出来。
From Abraham's testimony, we can see.
罗马书四章九节，亚伯拉罕的信就算为他的义。
Romans chapter 4 verse 9. Abraham's faith was credited to him as righteousness.
亚伯拉罕的义头，他没有这个信心。
In Abraham, there is no faith.
但是神给他的信心。
There is no righteousness. God had given him faith.
神允许他说你要生生一个儿子。
God promised that you will have a son.
他看自己不可能。
Looking at himself, it is impossible.
因为他自己年老了，他的妻子撒拉也是年老了。
Because he is old and his wife is old.
但是像他后来，他相信神所说的。
But he believed what God said.
当他们九十九岁的时候，他们就生了以撒。
And when he was 99 years old, he conceived Isaac.
是在他生以撒以前，他相信神的话，神就算他为义。
Before he had Isaac, he believed in God, and God counted that as his righteousness.
这个义，一般来讲，如果讲到我是不是有义，那你好像要去证明我是对的，我是义的。
Generally speaking, when you say I am righteous, you should prove that I am right.
但是这个义是不是要我们去证明来得到这个义？
But this righteousness here does not need proof.
这个义乃是加给我们的，借着信靠耶稣基督。
It is something imparted to us through believing Jesus.
另外，这个义有一个特点是什么呢？
And another point.
我特别，如果中文的圣经可能读不出来，英文的圣经里头，原文的圣经里头你可以看得出来，讲到关系。
If you read the original text, it refers to relationship.
在以弗所书一章六章一节告诉我们，做儿女的要在主里听从父母，这是理所当然的。
And in Ephesians chapter 6 verse 1, it says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right."
那个 right， 英文的圣经里头就是 right。
And in English, it is right.
那么这个就是称义的意思。
And that is to be righteous.
所以这个称义是讲到关系。
So to be right, it refers to the relationship.
所以讲到父母跟儿女的关系。
Refers to the relationship of parent and children.
我想父母经常希望儿女们能够听神的话。
The parents often want the children to obey God.
听父母的话。
Obey parents.
父母盼望儿女们有好的礼节，有好的礼貌，活在地上。
And parents want their children to be polite, to live properly.
那也就是说，我们也会看到一些的好的养老道，一些年轻人，你看见他们是非常有礼貌。
And sometimes we see these young adults, they're very polite.
这个能够保持我们跟儿女父母之间的关系。
And that can maintain the relationship between the children and parents.
比如说你早上起来的时候，他都会跟父母亲说 good morning.
So if you get up, you say good morning, 早安。
那么晚上睡觉的时候，你说 good evening.
And when you go to bed, you say good night.
Good night, 或者
good night, 晚安。
然后晚上出去之前，他会跟父母讲说，我现在去哪里，什么时候回来。
And when you go out, you say I'm going to such and such place, and I will be back at this time.
这个是礼貌。
That is to be polite.
这个会帮助我们改进 跟父母儿女的关系,
that helps to improve the relationship.
那么有些人,啊,到他学习更多, 他离开父母亲之前, 他会想说, Have a good day, I love you.
And some, when they leave, they say, 希望你这一天很好, 我爱你。
这个会帮助我们那个关系。
That will improve our relationship.
这个圣经就说说对的关系。
That is the, to be righteous.
一个蒙福的关系。
And that's a blessed relationship.
这个意义事实上是神给你我最好的礼物。
And the righteousness is the best gift God imparts to humans.
如果我们在地上跟神有很好的关系, 跟父母跟人之间有很好的关系, 我们的生命是一个丰盛的生命。
If on earth we can have a right relationship with God and with man, we will have a happy life on the earth.
下面我们要讲到神的义。
Second point we'd like to talk about the righteousness of God.
那么神的义在这里我们交通到两点。
And we'd like to point out two points.
神的义是神的本质，他的本性。
The righteousness of God is the character, is the nature of God.
神的义不可能跟你我一同分享。
The nature of God cannot be shared.
再说，这是他的性格，这是他的生命。
That is his nature, that is his life.
神是一个完全圣洁荣耀的神。
God is a perfect, glorious God.
人是一个完全污秽败坏的罪人。
Man is corrupted sinner.
在旧约里头，当人遇见神的时候，结果是什么？
In the Old Testament, what is the result of man meeting God?
就是死亡。
It is death.
因为神太荣耀圣洁。
Because God is glorious and is holy.
感谢主，在新约的里头，我们借着耶稣基督把福音显明出来。
But thank God in the New Testament through Jesus Christ, the gospel is revealed.
第二讲到这个义乃是借着耶稣基督把神的义显明出来。
And secondly, the righteousness of God is revealed through Jesus Christ.
什么是基督的义？
What is the righteousness of Christ?
我们可以说就是他完全的顺服在神面前。
It is his complete obedience.
这是基督完全的行为。
It is his perfect deed.
在腓立比书第二章第六节第八节里头，我们知道保罗是这样讲的。
In Philippians chapter 2 verse 1 through 8, Paul says like this.
他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的。
He taking the he being in the very nature of God did not consider equality with God something to be grasped.
环道虚极，除了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式，既有人的样式，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死。
But made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness.
基督的顺服以至于死，这讲显明基督的完全的顺服。
He humbled himself and became obedient to the death. It shows his complete obedience.
这是基督的义。
That is the righteousness of Christ.
也是神给我们最好的礼物。
It is the best gift God gave to human.
下面我们交通到，因着信我们得着这个义。
The third point we'd like to mention is the righteousness by faith.
是因着信。
It is by faith.
在罗马书里头三章九节，罗马书三章二十六节就讲到，是因着信基督所得着的义。
And the Romans or Philippians tells us the righteousness by faith.
这个相反，这个人如果用相反的行为要去得着个义，就好像是法利赛人文士的义。
And the opposite, if we try to obtain that righteousness by works, it is what called the righteousness of the Pharisees.
文士法利赛人他们的动机是好的。
The Pharisees, they had good motives.
他们要用自己的努力要得着神的义。
They want to try their best to obtain God's righteousness.
他们没有得着。
But they could not.
这个义也就是在提多书那边所说的，不是因我们自己所行的义。
In Titus, it tells us it is not the righteousness by our works.
因为在约翰福音里头，我们的主耶稣也讲到一句话。
And in the book of John, our Lord says this.
圣灵来了，他就是要叫人自己责备自己，因着神的义，因着我们没有义。
The Holy Spirit comes to convict the world by sin, by righteousness, by judgment.
我们没有义。
We don't have righteousness.
我是一个罪人。
I'm a sinner.
我要相信，要接受耶稣基督成了我的义。
I need to accept Jesus Christ as my righteousness.
这个义。下面我们就交通到因信得着义。
And we'd like to mention to obtain the faith, the righteousness by faith.
那么这个义，保罗讲说这个义是本于信，以至于信。
And Paul says that righteousness is from faith to faith.
什么叫做因信以至于信？
What does that mean?
这个信是什么呢？没有，这个信说因之于信，是从信到信。
It is from faith to faith.
从神给我们的信心，我们就接受这个信心，来相信耶稣基督。
And by the faith God gave us, we accept that righteousness to believe in Jesus.
我们用一个简单的例子。
Let's use a simple example.
当我们信耶稣的时候是因着信心。
When we believe in Jesus, it's through faith.
当我们活在地上的时候是因着主给我们的信心。
And when we live on the earth, it's through the faith.
当我们死的时候是因着主给我们的信心。
And when we die, it is through faith.
当我们主把我们有一天被提到 天上去的时候都永远是因着这个信心。
And even when we are raptured, it's still through faith.
简单的例子讲到，我这个人，我是在在台湾，生在台湾，1947年生的
啊。I was born in Taiwan, 1947.
我也相信，我刚开始出生的时候，我相信，我不晓得是谁打我一下，也许那么我本来一直不哭，我就哭出来了。
And when I was born, I did not cry, and someone hit me, and then I started crying.
我相信我们每一个 baby 都一样啊，都是哭着来的。
And every baby come to this world by crying.
这个一哭的时候就开始呼吸。
And when we cry, we start to breathe.
然后开始每天呼吸。
And we breathe every day.
然后直到今天。
Until today.
那么今天我们仍然活在神所赐的大气层的里头，来吸收氧气。
And today we're still breathing the oxygen.
我在高中的时候，我相信了耶稣，另外受浸在主的名下，在一家长老会。
When I was in high school, I was, I believed and was baptized in a Presbyterian church.
那是在高雄，台湾的高雄啊。
It was in 高雄。
那么那个时候，我就是因着信得着拯救。
And through faith, then I was saved.
一直到今天，我仍然是依靠神给我的信心活在地上。
And even today, I still live on earth by the faith God has given me.
这个是叫做因信以至于信。
And that is from faith to faith.
下面一个我们讲到义人必因信得生。
And the Bible says, the righteousness shall live by faith.
这里讲到义，另外讲到义人。
Here it talks about righteous, and it talks about the righteousness.
不只是一个人有神的义。
Not only a person has the righteousness of God.
乃是说到这个人是一个义人。
And it says that person is a person of righteousness.
义人就表示说他没有义，他不对，他接受神的事，接受神的义。
And you can say this person may not have righteousness himself, but he can have the righteousness of God.
那么这个显明主的义，不是说偶尔或者一天两天能够相信说自己没有义，接受神的义。
And that righteousness is not just accidental; it is not occasional.
他是每一天相信自己没有义，每一天接受耶稣基督成了他的义。
It is every day you believe that you do not have your own righteousness and you accept God's righteousness.
每天都是这样做,
and you do that daily.
有一天, 最终, 基督的义, 成了你我的生命, 成了你我的性格, 你我的对。
And through that, the righteousness of Christ becomes our character, becomes our righteousness.
这是叫做行义的人。
And that is called those who are right, who are the righteousness.
借着信, 因着耶稣基督活在我们的里头,活出他的义来。
Through Jesus lives in us and live out his righteousness.
第五方面我会讲到, 这个义人并因信得生就讲到, 是做一个宿命的奴仆, 以至于成义。
And then the other side of being the righteousness shall live by faith is to submit oneself as the servant of righteousness.
宿命如同奴仆, 如同奴隶一样。
To be obedient as a slave.
耶稣基督是我们的主。
Jesus is our Lord.
我们生命的主。
The Lord of our life.
我们所有的时间, 所有的一切,
all that we have, all the time we have, it is for the Lord.
我们每一天, 愿意信靠他, 愿意顺服他, 直到他的再来。
Every day we are willing to trust him, obey him until he comes again.
宿命, 做宿命的奴仆, 以至于成义。
To submit as a slave unto sanctification.
下面刚提到,
we mentioned Habakkuk.
我们在这里头, 我们要提到几点。
And we like to talk about a few points.
第一个, 谁是哈巴谷?
First, who is Habakkuk?
我们可以说他是神的仆人。
He is the servant of God.
在旧约里头, 神把话语给他, 他知道神的话。
And God gave him his words. He knew the word of God.
然后他把话, 传给神的百姓。
And then he preached the words to the children of God.
这个是所谓的先知,
that is to prophesy.
哈巴谷这个名字意思是什么呢?
The name, the meaning of the of Habakkuk.
就是拥抱的意思在里头。
It is to embrace.
或者用简单一讲就是 hold拥抱。
Is to hold.
第二个，为什么神要哈巴谷写哈巴谷书呢?
And why did God ask Habakkuk to write the book of Habakkuk?
因为当时的有 犹太国神的百姓不相信神，也不顺服神的话。
Because the nation of Judah, they did not believe in God's word and they did not obey God's word.
依靠自己的能力，自己认为对的，活在神的面前。
They do what is right in their own eyes.
虽然神是慈爱，但是神也是公义的。
Although God was loving, but God was also righteousness.
神就容许许可当时的巴比伦这个国家巴比伦的人。 来攻击来管教犹大这个国家。
And God allowed the Chaldeans to discipline the nation of Judah.
就是为什么要写哈巴谷书。
And that is why Habakkuk was written.
第三, 你刚, 哈巴谷的反应是什么?
Thirdly, what was the response of Habakkuk?
我们知道哈巴谷的意思就是拥抱, 事实上他就是祷告, 这个人是抱住神的公义, 他不断的祷告的一个人。
And Habakkuk is to hold. He hold God. He come to God in prayer.
Habakkuk 问说：“你如果是公义的神、圣洁的神，如果以色列人不听话管教的话，为什么你要使用那个巴比伦人来做管教的工具？因为他们也是罪人。”
And he inquired God. He said, "Why you use the Chaldeans to discipline the Israelite, the Israelites?"
神的回应呢？
What was the answer of God?
他说在未来将来巴比伦这个国家，因为他们犯罪的关系，他们仍然要在活在审判跟灭亡的里头。And
God tells him that Chaldeans will live under judgment and perish.
神仍然是一个圣洁公义的神。God
is a holy God and a righteous God.
那么结果是什么?
And the result.
或者讲到哈巴谷的反应是什么?
And Habakkuk's response.
神跟他讲一句话, 就讲到, 义人必 因信得生。
God gave him this word, the righteous shall live by faith.
不是靠人的努力，不靠人的作为，不是靠人的义，依靠律法能够得到拯救。
It is not by man's works or law or your own righteousness that you can be saved.
结局是什么？
And the result.
刚开始的时候，哈巴谷是不断的问问题，在神面前。
In the beginning, Habakkuk had a lot of questions.
最后他是充满了赞美。
But in the end, he had a lot of praise.
刚开始的时候是充满了惊奇。
And in the beginning, he was wondering.
结局的时候他是充满了赞美。
But in the end, he was full of praise.
在开始的时候他里头没有安息。
In the beginning, he was restless.
最后他有完全安息在神的面前。
But in the end, he can rest fully before God.
所以在哈巴谷书第三章 就告诉我们，就祷告神说，神啊，这些年间复兴你的作为。
So in chapter 3, he prayed that renew your works in these days.
他能够歌颂他们赞美说，虽然无花果树不发旺，葡萄树不结果。
He can praise and declare, though the fig tree does not bud and grapes on the vines does not, there are no grapes on the vine.
田地不出粮食，圈中绝的羊，棚内也没有牛。
Fields produce no food, no sheep in the pen.
然而我要因耶和华欢心，因救我的神喜乐。
Yet I will rejoice in the Lord, I will be joyful in God my Savior.
这个是因信得生的见证。
That is the testimony that the righteous shall live by faith.
我们在新约里头，我们看见有一个人，他是因信称义，因信 活在神面前的人，这个就是保罗。
In the New Testament, we see a man who lives by faith. That is Paul.
保罗在人生的末了，他去做一个见证。他说，在罪人中，我是一个罪魁。
Toward the end of his life, he had this testimony. He said, "I'm the chief sinners among sinners."
这个时态与文华的时态是现在式。
It was not past tense, it's present tense.
因为他知道他没有义。
Because he knew he had no righteousness.
虽然神恩待他，拯救他。
Even though God had grace on him and saved him.
虽然他有许多的恩赐。
Although he had many gifts.
他传福音给人，他也医病也赶鬼。
He preached gospel, he can heal, he can cast out demons.
因为他写了至少说新约的13本书信。
And he wrote 13 books in the New Testament.
但他人生的末了，他承认他不对，他没有神的义在他的里头，没有基督义在他的里面。
But toward the end of his life, he declared he had no righteousness of his own.
在荣耀圣洁的神面前，他永远没有义，基督永远是他的义。
Before a holy and glorious God, he had no righteousness.Christ is his righteousness.
就为什么神能够保守保罗一生，能够使用保罗的一个主要的原因。
That's the main reason God can preserve and use Paul in his life.
他永远站在恩典，罪人蒙恩典的地位上。
He always stands in the ground of sinners saved by grace.
我们去年12月第一个礼拜，我跟姊妹去了圣地亚哥，另外我们也去旅行，去一趟墨西哥。
First week of December last year, my wife and I went to Mexico.
感谢主，我想在我们去学 cruise 其中一个特点，你要吃什么就可以吃什么。
We went to a cruise and you can, it's all you eat.
那这一次中呢是跟我姐妹的哥跟嫂嫂一起去。
I went there with my brother and sister-in-law.
那么到有一天的那个菜单里头有讲到说有龙虾。
And one day,on the menu there was lobster.
那我们就决定那一天每一个人都 order 两只的龙虾在里头。
And that day we decide everyone will order two lobsters.
感谢神。
Thank God.
但是我就感谢主，我们回到圣地亚哥的时候，我们碰到有一个弟兄。
And then when we come back to San Diego, we met a brother.
他相信耶稣基督是他的义。
He believed that Jesus is his righteousness.
他自己不对。
He was not right.
神是他的对。
God was his right.
神也恩待他，神也祝福他。
God had grace on him and blessed him.
他在圣地亚哥开一家那个retail store. 我相信那个 business 是一个百万的business 在里头。
he had a retail store. I believe it's $1 million store.
他讲到一个神的恩典。
He said, shared one grace.
有一天，他从海外从台湾回到美国的时候。
One day he came back from Taiwan back to the States.
有一天，发觉他的头发在短时间通通差不多掉光了。
And he found all of his hairs fell.
然后他去make appointment, 等了三个月。
And he made an appointment after 3 months.
这个doctor问了三个问题。The
doctor asked him 3 questions.
他说你是不是一个能力很强很有责任感的人, 尽量把事情做好的人?
First question, are you a very responsible person?
第二,他说你是不是很少生病?
Second, are you a very healthy, a healthy person?
第三,你如果生病的话,这时候大部分都没有吃药。
And third, when you are sick, you don't take medicine.
他的回答是什么?
And what did he answer?
是,三个问题都是。
And he answered yes to all 3 questions.
他跟他讲说,这个就是你的问题。
And the doctor said, that's your problem.
因为你自己的,你头的那个immune system太强, 你到个地步,把你的,那个神给你的原先的功能都整个关闭掉。
That because of your immune system is too strong, it sometimes shuts down.
再下一步是什么?
And then the next step
可能就是癌症,
could be cancer.
在这里,这个弟兄就是回转到神面前来。
And that brother turned back to God.
神拯救了他。
God saved him.
当我们那天看到他的时候,他头发都是黑的。
When I saw him that day, he had all black hair.
神恩待他祝福他的事业,
and God bless his career.
更可贵的, 神他们的夫妻的关系有大有改进,
even more precious, his relationship with his wife has improved much.
这是福音的道理,
that is the power of gospel.
我们都记得在我们去年母亲节的时候我们的姊妹做了见证。
We remember our sister gave testimony to the Lord in Mother's Day last year.
我在那里他就 他仍然是讲到他没有义，那么神是他的所事，神是他的义。
She shared that she did not have righteousness of her own. God was his her righteousness.
在家庭里头发生的问题，什么问题？
And in family there were issues.
孩子不听话。
Kids were not obedient.
他在想这个到底是谁的问题啊？
She wondered where was the problem.
借着神的恩典，他了解一件事：问题不在别人身上。
But through the grace of God, she realized the problem is not on other people.
是在他自己身上。
The problem was on herself.
是在这个姊妹身上。
On this sister.
孩子不听话，乃是因为我不听话。
The kids were disobedient because I was disobedient.
我没有听神的话。
I was disobedient to God.
我总是认为自己是对的。
I always thought I was right.
神恩待他。
God had grace.
他接受神是他的事，他的义。
She accepted God was his righteousness.
整个家庭就有了关系，就有了改进。
And the relationship in the family could change.
我们知道今天他能在神的面前能够享受他们家庭的生活。
And we can enjoy the family life.
赞美感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
刚才说他们经常现在一个礼拜才有一天，他们儿女会帮他做菜。 那么是做那个西餐，不是中餐，他们能够享受儿女所做的食物。
And she shared that every week there is one day kids make meals for them.
这是神的救恩。
That is the salvation of God.
因着信。
By faith.
不是自己的义。
It is not righteousness of one's own.
乃是基督的义。
It is the righteousness of Christ.
活出基督的义。
To live out the righteousness of Christ.
活出基督的事。
To live out the righteousness.
义人必因信得生。
The righteous shall live by faith.
最后,
in the end,
我们的主耶稣也就是因信称义，或者说是义人必因信得生，用我们主耶稣基督所说的一句话，就是约翰福音第五章第五节。
And use
十五章第五节，对不起，十五章第五节。
Use a word of our Lord. John chapter 15, verse 5.
请我们打开来，如果有圣经，请打开来。
Please turn to your Bible.
我们刚刚读，另外把它背下来。十五章第五节。
John chapter 15, verse 5.
我们的祷告盼望声音能够大一点，就在让我回应第十五章第五节的里头，我们特别要读到耶稣所说的，所以我们一起来读：我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，藏在我里面的，我也藏在他里面，就多结果子。因为离了我，你就不能做什么。我们一起说：因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。
Apart from me, you can do nothing.
我们再说一次。
Let's say it again.
声音还不够大，我们好像还蛮有能力。我们继续讲：离了我，你们就不能做什么。我们再说一次。
Apart from me, you can do nothing.
有讲英文的弟兄跟吴豪弟兄念一遍。
Apart from me, you can do nothing.
神神祝福他自己的话。
God bless his own word.
我们去祷告。
Lord, we thank you.
你知道我们里头没有良善。
You know there is no goodness in us.
我们里头没有义。
There is no righteousness in us.
感谢主，借着耶稣基督死在十字架上成了我的义。
Thank Lord, through Jesus Christ dying on the cross, He became our righteousness.
因着信，每天活在你的义里头。
By faith, we can live in your righteousness every day.
直到你的再来。
Until you come.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
把时间交给你。